This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. For decades, factories in Cleveland's Industrial Valley have sent smoke and even fire out of their smokestacks, a process known as flaring. On this edition of WKSU's Oh Really, we'll look at what can be done with all of that energy.
Hello, my name's Margaret Liska, and I live in Hudson, and this is a question I've had for a long, long time. When we drive into Cleveland and we get close to the city, on our left are huge, I'm calling them smokestacks. I'm sure that's not accurate. They belch out huge, high billows of smoke, and at night, fire, too. It has made me ask over and over, why is this potential heat not somehow recycled, reused? Because I've understood that in Japan, they do it. Why can't we?
Do you go up to Cleveland and see this pretty often?
Well, for one thing, my husband and I gave to ourselves a birthday gift some years back to see the plays in a season at the Cleveland Playhouse. So approximately once a month, September to May, we're doing that. And then, of course, there are other trips to the art museum and to the West Side Market and so on. But it's just that that scene is ever-present driving into Cleveland. And it just seems to me, goodness, in this day and age, can't something be done with all that energy?
For the answer, we asked Krishna Rao, a chemical engineer who recently retired as president of Valley View-based plastics firm Nanofilm.
For the longest time, let's say for the last 100 years, companies have been flaring this excess gas or waste gas, as they call it, because they feel it's more expensive for them to use it or to store it or transport it from the site. Now, most of this comes from refineries or oil wells, and they have to, in oil wells, have to release this gas. Otherwise, it builds up pressure, and they would have to stop pumping oil. So they don't want to stop pumping oil, so they want to release the excess gas that comes up with the crude, and they flare it. So the argument always has been that it's more expensive to, say, burn it and use it as a source of energy because they have access to lower cost fuel. Or if they decide to transport it and ship it somewhere else, the cost of transportation, whether through tankers or through pipelines, will require a lot more investment. That's been the classical argument. But the reality is, whenever they flare it or burn it, they're generating carbon dioxide and other pollutants. So given today's focus on reducing emissions, they've been looking at rethinking and for quite some time. As a matter of fact, in some countries, they ban flaring. Nigeria, as I understand, bans flaring. Russia, as I'm has indicated that 95% of the gas generated at a site has to be used right at that site. Now, they passed these laws. I'm not quite sure if they really are achieving those targets. So there's this constant push and pull about what's good for the environment, what's good for the world as a whole from a green angle versus what's good for the company in trying to sustain themselves and reduce their costs. I am hoping, this is just me personally, that companies rethink this out and say to themselves, there is a cost that we will bear to be good environmental citizens, or let's reduce the emissions and reduce the greenhouse gases, and let's go ahead and bear this additional cost. If that kind of thinking sets in, I'm hoping that we will see less of this. Another step would be the government steps in and says, we will bear the cost of the investment of laying pipelines and creating storage facilities for these gas, because there are places in this country and elsewhere in the world where natural gas is not available as freely. So it's a matter of storing it and transporting it. So maybe governments would have to play a role in this, and companies would have to step up and say, we'll generate a little less profit, but we will pollute less.
Rao says other countries, including Russia and Nigeria, have required a decrease in these types of emissions, and he hopes the U.S. will, too. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.